Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Next week, by the way, we'll look at the Republicans' public records, those Republicans who remain after the Florida primary. This morning, we'll be sprinkling in excerpts from our Martin Luther King Day event at the Brooklyn Museum yesterday in partnership with the public dialogue group Civic Frame. The event was called Embracing the Radical King, Prophetic or Passé. Four great panelists talked about some of the more radical sides of Dr. King's legacy. Let's hear our first excerpt right now. And since we've been talking about Barack Obama, here's a moment from the event when a member of the audience asked a question about King and Obama. You'll hear answers from Brown University Africana Studies Professor Corey D.B. Walker and Columbia Law Professor Patricia Williams.
In your opinion, what kind of advice, what kind of counsel would Dr. King give to a Barack Obama today, as from the point of view of strategist, as ethicist, again, coming from that deep spiritual base and that philosophical base, what would he give? What could he give to Obama? Or what would you want him to give to a Barack Obama today? Either way, wherever you want to take it. And any member, Dr. Walker, you were beginning to do some of that, but anybody, any of the panelists at all, please.
I'll step out there. I think the counsel that King can give Barack Obama is, tell Barack, you can't be all things to all people. Barack, you have to stand in some very uncomfortable positions. Barack, if you believe this, if you believe deep in your heart what you are arguing, then maybe this office at this time is not what's needed. Maybe we need you to develop a movement that is beyond politics, that transforms the very nature of what we think is the political. In many ways, the dust up around Lyndon Johnson and the civil rights movement is an argument around how we view democratic politics today. And it is a very elite argument because it is an argument of insiders and not an argument of the people. If we begin to challenge the very structures of democracy, if we develop a broad-based social movement that places pressure not only on the formal structures of democracy, but also organize our communities for a radically different future, then we can begin to imagine what a beloved community is about. It is Barack, challenge us and challenge yourself to change this world, not through a rhetoric that gives credence to an increased militarization, not through a rhetoric that doesn't advocate and advance universal health care, not to a rhetoric that doesn't empower workers, but to a rhetoric that genuinely reflects human dignity and the variety of human personality wherever it may be, not only in the U.S., but globally. Now, that's an awesome strategy. That's a dream strategy. But you know what? Dreams change the world. As June Jordan once said, we are the people we've been waiting for. That's the message that Barack has to give us.
Well, I completely agree with that. I also think that it's almost unfair to make Barack Obama almost imagistically the inheritor of the Martin Luther King message, that I think there's room for him to be a Democratic front-runner presidential. We need that. We also need a movement leader, which is more what Martin Luther King was. And part of the concern I have is that as difficult as it is to be the first black candidate or first black president of the United States, it is just as difficult. And I think that we need the base in order to have both. It is just as difficult to get a black movement, a beloved community in today's world, both where the African-American community is so diverse, where our American demographics, regardless of race, are so much more diverse and different than they were, but where the attempt to to engage in any kind of group politics, not just coalition politics, but to have a community that begins at the grassroots is derided as identity politics or derided as self-centered or narcissistic or segregationist. I mean, it's very confusing, and I think that's you know, we don't need to put all of those expectations on Barack Obama just because in some ways he does channel for many of us an image of what Martin Luther King must have wanted if he were alive today.
Patricia Williams, Columbia Law professor, preceded by Africana Studies professor from Brown University, Corey D.B. Walker, an excerpt from our Martin Luther King Day event at the Brooklyn Museum yesterday. We'll hear more excerpts throughout this morning. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay with us.